AM 700 KBYR, Anchorage. It's time for Conversations Unlimited with your host, Dave Stroh.
Good morning and welcome. Let me introduce to you my co-host for this next hour, Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage. He believes that the body has a tremendous power to heal itself and that it just needs no interference for better health. He joins us now from our studios here at 9th and Gamble. Good morning, Dr. Kersey.
Good morning, David.
Hey, let's talk chiropractic care.
Oh, okay.
Okay, according to spinehealth.com, at their most basic level, a chiropractor is a healthcare professional focused on the diagnostic and treatment of neuromuscular disorders with an emphasis on treatment through manual adjustments and or manipulation of the spine. As a medical professional, are chiropractors much more than that?
There are, I'm glad you said neuromusculoskeletal, because a lot of people put us in the musculoskeletal box and they think that, oh, we're just low back pain and
right.
we're just taking care of that kind of stuff. But the neuromusculoskeletal component, I think, is huge, because if we're not working on the nervous system, if we're not focused on the nervous system and the overall system of health of the entire structure of the body through that nervous system, we're missing the boat. We do a lot of different things. We do ankle adjustments. Like yesterday, we had a bunch of ankles for some reason.
Really?
We had shoulders. We do. People have headaches. They come in, and that's neuromusculoskeletal. People have all kinds of different symptoms. But I think if we say that we are neuromusculoskeletal and we are defined by neuromusculoskeletal, that's way better than just saying we're musculoskeletal and we do manipulations. Well, we're neuromusculoskeletal, we do adjustments, and adjustments are a little bit different than just gross manipulation, like you'll see the things on YouTube when they're doing these big, huge things with towels and all kinds of crazy stuff. That's not specific chiropractic care. Specific care is using the spinous process, transverse process, to do a specific adjustment, and that's how we focus our and you say treatment. You know, do we treat things? We don't really treat symptoms.
No, you don't.
We get to the cause, and we get to the cause of the underlying the problem, and we try to find the problem, and we try to fix it.
When somebody puts a towel around somebody's neck and then pulls on it, isn't that just showboating?
There's something to it. I mean, there is the osteopaths used to do that. They used to do a big move underneath the skull, and they used to grab underneath your skull and pull you up and release that structure. And that's what we call a gross manipulation. There's nothing specific about, you know, one bone off out of joint and putting pressure. I watched some other chiropractor in town saying we don't do this, and he was going against what we do. And I think that there's a lot of people out there that really it's even within our profession there's people doing things that really aren't specific chiropractic care.
Does chiropractic incorporate therapies that benefit both physical and mental health?
Yeah, so there's a lot of, if you want to call them therapies, we do a lot of different therapies in chiropractic, therapeutic modalities. People do electrical muscle stim, heat and ice and ultrasound, diathermy, taping. There are so many things that we can do as chiropractic providers, mm-hmm. and we actually developed a lot of these things. A lot of these things came from chiropractic and the physical therapist doing a nice job doing what they do, but we developed a lot of that stuff. So as chiropractors, we do some therapies, and some people do more than others. Some people do nutritional supplements. Some people do who knows what they do, but we do specific adjustments. We do examinations. We do x-rays. We do a little bit of different things. I took that taping course at the convention, and I thought, well, there's no way I'm going to be a taper. You know, I got to take this for my certified chiropractic sports physician status, and I have to do certain things that are required for that status. And I thought, well, I'm not going to do this. And it turned out that the taping was really interesting, because it wasn't like you were taping down structures and starting from origin and stores. It had to do with the neurological component of the skin and the proprioception of the fibers and how that comes back and relates to the nervous system. I thought, whoa, that's pretty cool. And it works, and it's pretty cool stuff. So I've thrown a little bit of tape on people, and I've noticed some big differences. So I'm not opposed to any of that stuff.
Right.
I don't want to sit there and tape all day long. I'll teach people how to do it. But there are many different things. As far as psychologically, well, I think that we see these people on a daily basis, and we are seeing people. We're not just adjusting spines. We're actually seeing people. And when we see those people on a daily basis, when I walk into a room, I know you can kind of tell if something's bothering someone. And then we work through that, because we know that that's that stress component of people is a huge problem. And it causes subluxation, because we know that thoughts, traumas, and toxins, right? Thoughts, number one. So we have to deal with that psychological component of the patient, of the person inside, and try to help them try to figure out how to deal with those things as well. So There you go.
Is it a never-ending struggle or battle in convincing the general public that you, as the chiropractor, are effective in helping to heal a patient in a holistic way?
Yeah, I think that, that we do get put into the little niches that that were low back pain or neck pain or headache. But I think the people that actually experience chiropractic care and actually go to the chiropractor and actually see the benefits and oh, look, I have no more colds this year that I usually have. I don't have the flus I have. I don't have the allergies. I'm sleeping better. I have better energy. All the things that we let the body do without that interference, it's amazing. And people actually benefit from that. And I think that the people that poo-poo the chiropractic and say, oh, it's just, I don't need a chiropractor. I don't have low back pain. I think those things are going away a little bit more because I think there's more people experiencing chiropractic.
You would know this better than anybody in practice for almost 30 years. How strong is the inherent power of the body to heal itself without drugs or surgery?
I think that's it. I mean, that's what we're here for. And that's what our entire profession is based on, a drugless, surgery-less profession that allows the innate intelligence, the body's inborn intelligence to adapt and coordinate all systems and keep it in existence and maintain health. And we're just here to remove that interference and help as much as we can. Sure, if you need a little therapy or if you need a little this or a little that, sure, we'll help you with that too. But the main focus should be getting that nervous system so everything can flow and get that life force. Well, Tony Robbins, his new book, Life Force.
Yes.
What's it all about? That we've been talking about life force from the beginning. And it does come from the brain, the spinal cord, and out to every single cell in the body. And we have to let that life force flow. So we're not the only ones talking about it. We have all these, well, the new science is there's a life force. Well, yeah, it's not. And he talks about the new medical procedures and the life force. Well, I mean, it's chiropractic.
Is chiropractic still becoming a growing and trusted part of a pain management treatment plan these days?
It is still a pain management. We still have people in pain.
Yes.
Every single day. They come in, and we have a lot of people not in pain that come in and just want to get their tune-up and make sure that they're functioning at a higher level than they were the day before. We have people that, like, we had a patient yesterday. She said, I was finally out of pain. And she was a week of just, like, severe low back pain, and she got into a car accident.
Oh.
And yesterday, so then her low back pain wasn't there that we were just getting rid of because we had that good care all in the last week or so. And then she got into a car accident. Now it's neck and upper back and whiplash, which is real. So she was in pain again, but a different kind of pain and completely different case. And so we have to deal with that and do an examination, make sure we don't need any more imaging studies or anything else. And those roundabouts, man, those roundabouts are people are crazy.
I don't understand them.
People, well, we grew up on in Jersey. We grew up, we called them circles. And we go with, we had circles and jug handles, and we still have circles and jug handles. And they used to have the circles, then they started putting lights at the circle because everybody was complaining about the circles were dangerous. And now everybody's going to these things called roundabouts, and some people don't know how to drive in them. And somebody yesterday just came flying through a roundabout and just smashed the person that was in it.
Ooh.
So, yeah, not good.
As a chiropractor, do you work with rather than against traditional medical interventions?
Ooh, that's a good point, because people are like, oh, you don't get along with a medical doctor. You guys fight all the time. Here's the thing. If you need medical intervention, we're going to send you out for medical intervention. If you have a problem that needs, well, we had a lady the other day that her arm, I mean, she's had a resting tremor and after the car accident, and she's just shaking like you wouldn't believe. Mm. I have video of when we push on the one spot, how it goes away. It's pretty cool. But we sent her out for an MRI right away. This is not normal. This is something that's seriously wrong. And MRI had to be normal, and we have to figure out what's going on. So if she doesn't respond, then we're going to send her out for different testing and see if we can get another provider to help. It is the nervous system that's going on. It is the neck. I know where it is, but we have to make sure that the patient is satisfied too, because patient satisfaction is huge. If I sit there and I do the same thing and I say, well, it's got to, just trust me, it's got to get better. And if I'm not willing to work with others, I'm not working for the benefit of the patient. So
right.
I want to work for the benefit of the patient all the time. Patient-centered, it should be right where it's at. And if it's not, then there's a problem. But we work with medical providers all the time because it is about the patient. Now, the medical, I don't have new patients flying in my office from medical providers, right? I don't have that, oh, we're going to send you all kinds of patients because we realize that the nervous system is number one. If we just have to remove the interference before we do any drugs and surgery. We don't get that. I mean, it's not us, the chiropractor, saying that we don't refer to to medical mm-hmm. doctors. It's the opposite. And we do have some referrals, but we don't have our office flooded by medical doctors looking for nerve interference removal. They go send them to the physical therapist. That's what they do.
Sure.
Do some physical therapy. That'll help.
What to you would be considered artificial intervention when it comes to the well-being of yourself or even a family member?
Well, I would say, well, we were talking about this the other day. Somebody said, well, you've never taken a drug, Advil, ibuprofen, nothing. I said, no, I don't do that. I think that's artificial intervention. Well, why? Well, there's, you know, the people we have guests at the house due to injuries and that kind of thing, right?
Yes.
So and the let's say mother-in-law person was at the house and saying, well, if you have shoulder pain, why don't you just take some drugs? I said, well, then I would fake out my body, and my shoulder pain might go away. I might think that I don't have any shoulder problems, but I still have them, and then I've been doing things and I'll be making it worse for later on. I don't want right now, oh, I have relief right now. I want to know what the problem is, and I want to work towards fixing that problem. So anything artificial like that, the masking of things, I think mm-hmm. would be artificial. Artificial joints. I mean, are my joints going to wear out? Do I need to have a fake shoulder or a fake hip one day? I don't know. We'll see how we go and how much we can prevent that. But as far as my family members and myself, I just think that any outside influence that is not focused on internal well-being is a little artificial.
I want to take a sidebar here. What do you think of artificial disc being inserted into the spine?
Oh, so that's an interesting topic, because in the beginning, when they were starting to do the artificial discs, you had to fit in a certain category.
I see.
To make sure that you would respond well, because they don't have a 95-year-old arthritic person in there with no disc and put that in there, because that wouldn't be good for their study. And so we found that the people that were getting the artificial disc were not that terrible. And now we see the artificial discs, there's still problems. It's still not going to work like the body was intended to work, and it's still not going to move and function like a normal
right.
disc, and it's still not going to have the mobility. So,
have you adjusted one yet?
Oh yeah, well, I adjusted below, above and below. I'm not going to adjust an artificial disc. I'm going into the body's response. So if I'm going into fake, I'm not getting it. I'm not getting that response.
I see.
In my opinion, I'd rather adjust below and above that we know are going to be working harder because of that artificial disc. And I really have no need to adjust an artificial disc.
Thank you for talking about that.
Yeah, maybe anything you want.
How long did it take for you personally to believe in the power of the body to heal itself?
Well, I think I grew up with that. I mean, I think I grew up with that knowledge that it's the body that's healing. It's not a drug that's healing. It's not a Band-Aid that heals your cut. It's your body that heals that cut. And then when we got to chiropractic school, and it was amazing. And I thought, wow, this is pretty crazy. And then once I got out of chiropractic school, and was I think I graduated in 95. It wasn't until like 97, 98 where I started to get really involved with the chiropractic philosophy mm-hmm. really, and got another degree in it, and then another degree in it, and went back to school and wanted to learn more and more and more. And I just think that it's something that we can always educate ourselves on.
For chronic pain management, where do you look first before proceeding with the plan that you have put together?
For other people?
Yes.
As far as the chronic, some people are going to have pain. Some people are so far gone that they're going to have that. And we insurance companies don't like paying for chronic pain.
Oh,
you can't just go to be well. But there's people that come in that have pain because they've had issues for their entire life, and they're finally at a chiropractor, and we're finally dealing with these things. I mean, we have some serious. I mean, if you look at some spine cases, you look at them like you're like, how do I deal with that? Well, I think it's just maintaining your health and doing everything you can do. And we talk about all the survival values and the things that you can do that are going to make a difference in your life: eating right, sleeping right, thinking right, not having financial stress, not, you know, all the things that you can do to benefit yourself on the whole are going to benefit your overall chronic condition. And if we eliminate some poor factors, poor habits, perhaps you can deal with that a little bit better. And the adjustments are definitely going to help, because we know that that works with the nervous system, that works with the stress, that works with overall well-being.
Dr. Kersey, how did the Palmer method of chiropractic become the number one therapy philosophy?
Oh, Therapy philosophy. I think that because we started at Palmer and it became from the first adjustment done for Harvey Lillard in 1895, mm-hmm. September 18th, that he was so deaf he could not hear the wagon wheels upon the cobblestone streets below, and D.D. Palmer was working on a system of health care, and he was working with the body's inherent powers, and he thought, hey, if I can remove the interference causing that deafness that the guy had when he bent over in a stoop position, felt something pop in his back and had that interference, and if I could just remove that interference, maybe that guy can be hearing again. Or can be hearing again. Maybe he can hear again. So I think that philosophy there and showing that when he could hear again, mm-hmm. and the next person had heart issues and they were resolved. And I think that it all developed there. And all the other schools came from, well, initially all the other schools like Logan Chiropractic College in St. Louis. He was a Palmer graduate. And
really?
Cleveland was a chiropractic, Palmer graduate. And Sid Williams opened Life Chiropractic College. He was a Palmer graduate. So they all came from there. So the inherent philosophy of chiropractic and what chiropractic philosophy really is all stem from Palmer's initial teachings, and it goes out from there. Now, there's other colleges, I'll say chiropractic colleges, even though I don't think they're chiropractic colleges. They're more of a health science, and they say chiropractic, and you get a chiropractic degree from, but they have no chiropractic philosophy, and they have really, really poor skill sets in my mind. When I see these guys, and they don't like X-ray, and they don't like to talk about subluxation, the misalignment of bones, putting pressure on nerve, even though it's not just bone out of place, pressure on nerve. I understand that, but I don't sit well with those. I mean, they're nice guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get along with them. I'll say hi and we'll be friends. But I don't agree with what we think about chiropractic.
Do you believe that the Palmer kind of chiropractic care is the only treatment that patients need for any condition?
Oh, that's a good one. We go to a surgeon. What do they want to do?
Cut.
You go to a chiropractor. What's he want to do?
Talk to me.
Talk to you. Adjust you. Right. So I think that when we have a hammer in our tool bag, and that's what we specialize in, if an adjustment can help, and if that is what is going on, if we're going to look to the spine for the cause of all disease, like Hippocrates said, and if we're gonna think like Edison, and the doctor of the future will give no medicine, will interest his care in the care of the human frame, whatever he said. I mean, if we look at all that and we think, well, we know that the main crux of chiropractic is the adjustment, and we know that if we're going to a medical doctor, we're probably going to get medicine. If we go to a surgeon, we're probably going to get surgery, and we have to think that, you know, I'm not going to just say, oh, you have a serious health problem such as cancer or something else, and I'm going to treat that. No, that's not what we're doing. But we are going to try to normalize the nervous system to help you deal with those other conditions that mm-hmm. you have going on. So I do think chiropractic care can help everyone from infant to death. I think that we really can establish a better nervous system through the adjustment, but I'm not going to quote-unquote treat a condition such as, you know, a serious disease and thinking that that's the only thing. But I do think that will help.
How do you define chiropractors who approach wellness with, let's say, diet, exercise, and traditional medicine when it's needed?
I think that's fine. I mean, we have to look at those things. We have to look at diet and exercise. I exercise every day. You
yes,
exercise
you
every day.
Mm-hmm.
I try to work on my diet. I had a lovely dinner last night with Dr. Adams and Dr. Adams, and they were it was her birthday, and I got to go over there and enjoy a wonderful dinner for her birthday.
Well, happy birthday to Dr. Adams.
Yes, it's our radiologist, our only diplomat of the American Board of Chiropractic Radiology in the state, and she is one smart cookie, man. She was my teacher at Palmer College of Chiropractic in Iowa, and she's up here, and her and her husband, and both chiropractors, and she's a chiropractic radiologist, and super, super smart. So if you're going to be a chiropractor, you're gonna look at diet and exercise and sleeping and all those other things, you're doing a great job. And if you're looking at saying, well, you should take some ibuprofen for that or that, no, that's not our gig, man. And you can't really, as a chiropractor, you can't prescribe drugs. You can't prescribe drugs? Well, can you give me something for that? No, that's not our philosophy. That's not our program. That's not in our scope of practice to do, because we are not medical doctors. We are doctors of chiropractic. Well, you're not a real doctor then. No, I didn't say that. I said we have a different approach to health, and just because it's a health care, we work on the health care system through chiropractic adjustments and other things such as therapies and diet and exercise, and there's many different types of chiropractors out there, but we all should be, I think most of us actually understand that the adjustment is where our main engine is.
Chiropractic treatment, as we know it, is hands-on. It's drug-free. Is it complex?
It is complex. And you think that, well, I saw you do that a couple times to my husband. I think I can do that. Yeah, you try to go move a bone. You try to do that. It may look more simple than it is. And, oh, well, you're just adjusting the same thing on everybody. No, I'm not. I'm maybe a full spine practitioner, and I may adjust from the feet to the head at the end. And I do go up the spine. We do find subluxations mm-hmm. along the way, and we are adjusting full spine. But there is no way that I'm doing the same thing on every patient. And we have different adjustments for different people. And as far as what bone we're adjusting to remove the subluxation or adjust the subluxation so the body can get rid of the subluxation and heal itself. But it is not just boom, 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 boom. It is not as simple as it looks. But it is simple science.
That has been the crux in our family. I've had family members say, it's just too simple for me.
Yeah,
they don't understand that it's below the surface.
It's the adjustment may be if you have the skill to adjust and you adjust and that is it, that you went to the right subluxation that the right time, knew when to adjust, when not to adjust, because there are times that you do not adjust. Mm-hmm. And when you do all those things correctly and your body takes that force and works with that force, and then your innate intelligence takes over and does what it's supposed to do, which is heal, that is where the complexity comes in. And the complexity after the adjustment is where it's big.
When would you refer a patient to a spine surgeon?
When it's too far gone, when there's no response, and let's give it a go.
Yep.
And if you come in here and you've had years of degeneration and spinal let's say you have spinal canal stenosis and degenerative changes because it takes time to get there, and you have some disc herniation and you're unable to stand and you have the pain and it's getting to the point where you just finally go to a chiropractor. Well, maybe we'll help a little bit. Maybe we'll help mm-hmm. a lot. Maybe it's not getting any better. Well, let's do a referral. You probably already have the x-rays and the MRIs and everything else if you've been dealing with that for that long. And then you probably already consulted a spinal surgeon. Maybe you said, well, I don't want surgery. I'm going to try this first. So it all depends on the person. And we have some people that are just so far gone that we'll get them over there. And I'm not going to just say, oh, you have a disc herniation. Let's go to a spinal surgeon. No, we work with disc herniation, disc bulge, osteoarthritis every single day. If your provider says, well, don't see a chiropractor because you have spinal degeneration, he can kill you. Wrong. That is malpractice on his part because he doesn't understand what we're doing. Or her part, or the her chiropractor.
Have you seen patients who were less likely to have spinal surgery because they sought out chiropractic treatment after an injury?
Thousands and thousands and thousands.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we've seen a ton of people that, and we actually had a guy the other day. It was a workers' comp, and he came back and he was fighting them because they didn't, but they wanted to do surgery on this guy, and I said, I gave him the option. I said, here's what I think I could do for you. Here's what they're saying that you could do. Mm-hmm. He said, well, I don't want surgery. I said, well, let's do this. And he went from severe pain, low back pain, intercostal neuralgia, pain wrapping around ribs. He had all kinds of problems. And he's pain-free. He didn't have surgery. He's doing great. Well, that's just one case. That was just the other day he came in and he was, because he was fighting with workers' comp because they don't want to pay for any chiropractic care because it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a tough road. But we've seen thousands of people not go to surgery.
Can chiropractic care outperform traditional prescription medications in managing pain?
I think it's beyond belief what an adjustment can do. And it's just incredible to see that it's just a choice, Dave. And if you have, if you want to reach for a bottle of Tylenol or ibuprofen, Advil, whatever you want to take, and instead of getting to the cause of the problem, because the pain is just information for your brain to say, there's a problem here. So let's just go after the problem instead of just masking the symptom.
Sure.
So I think it's more powerful than anything you can come up with drug-wise. I mean, there's some pretty powerful drugs out there. And if you want to get involved in the opioids and then go into heroin and then maybe die from that, I mean, is the adjustment was maybe a better choice?
I've always been interested or curious. What does your medicine cabinet look like in the Kersey household?
Well, I don't really have a medicine cabinet.
I didn't think
so. If you go into, next to the stove and you open up the cabinet, there's supplements galore. And there are supplements. And I'll take my branched chain amino acids and my my arginine, ornithine, and my curcum and my vitamin D. These are things I usually take in the morning. And then, I think that everybody should take a multivitamin, fish oil, vitamin D to start with. That's like number one. I haven't taken a multivitamin in so long. I never brought it home to take it. And
sure.
I took them until they were gone. And so we get out of that routine. But I think that those three things are the best thing to take. But that's no medicine.
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. We'll be right back with Dr. Kersey after these messages. You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. I'm Dave Stroh. Dr. Kersey, do you deal with a lot of different pain conditions in addition to neck and back pain?
Oh, there's so many pain conditions.
Are there really?
Oh, there's so many people have different pains. We get the arm pain and the elbow pain. The lateral or medial epicondylitis, golfer's elbow, tennis elbow, we have that. We had a guy yesterday, I'm starting to play tennis again, and so we adjust elbows, leg pain, foot pain, toe pain,
jaw pain.
I love adjusting jaws. I love a good jaw adjustment. The temporomandibular joint, boom. That's a fun adjustment.
Does it actually fall out of place?
It doesn't. It's not like, even when we're adjusting spines, it's not like out of place, in place. Oh, my back went out. Where'd it go? It didn't really go anywhere. It's just a subtle misalignment of misalignment that can put a lot of pressure on nerve. A subtle misalignment of the jaw can cause a lot of pain. Your teeth don't occlude properly. They don't shut properly. So we get that jaw, and sometimes there's a big, huge audible with it where you adjust the jaw, it goes kaboom.
Yes.
So that's fun. What other kind of pains are there? Headaches, stomach pains, intestinal pains, you name it. There's all kinds. Any pain you could think of usually has a cause.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's it. It usually has a cause.
What is your opinion of the cutting-edge chiropractic research that is being conducted to date?
Cutting-edge chiropractic research goes back to 127 years. It goes back to the original, and the more research we do, the more we're seeing that this thing called innate intelligence and this nerve force and this life force and this up, it's, oh, tone of the nervous system? What's that mean? It all goes back to there, and the more research they do, the more they're finding out about the, when you adjust and you create those, that response from adjusting and creating a response in the primary sympathetic muscle spindle fibers and the response of the interleukins and the nociceptor fibers, and wow, it just goes on and on and on, and they're doing more of this cutting edge research to show that chiropractic works, and it's amazing how much research is actually out there. Well, we need to have evidence based research, to believe in chiropractic. It's there.
It's
more there than medicine. It's just the more they do, the more it's exciting for the chiropractor to say, wow, and they're not doing all this research and saying, they're showing that three therapies and three modalities a day help with help you heal. No, it's all going back and they're showing more about the adjustment than any other therapy that we're doing. So if we say that, oh, therapies are good, all right, they're good, right? Exercise is good, diet's good. But when we're doing the research, it all comes back to, it's really the adjustment. It's really the adjustment that actually makes the difference.
Is there any concern, or should there be any concern, over the technique of high velocity neck manipulation and its connection to stroke? Because we get the question all the time.
Stroke.
Yeah.
Oh, stroke.
Somehow you got associated with stroke.
We got associated with stroke, and there's some people back on the East Coast to put up billboards. Injured by a chiropractor, stroke will help. We've sued so many people back then. So here's the deal with stroke. Yeah, if you have a vertebral basilar artery insufficiency, if we have an occluded artery on one side and you are in a position such as turning your head all the way around, extending back, and maybe there's a force involved there, maybe that artery can be dissected, they call it, and you can have a stroke. Usually, you come to the chiropractor if you're accused of having a stroke from a chiropractic-like adjustment. I say like adjustment because we'll touch on that.
Okay.
But you are already stroking out when you get there. And if it's if it's the medical doctor, the physical therapist, the massage therapist, your nail salon, and you're not recognizing the symptoms of stroke, that's the problem. Because the medical doctors actually, you know, that were trying to blame us for stroke, it used to be, well, you have a chance of a stroke and a chiropractic adjustment's like 1.4 million. Well, now it's more like you get a better chance of struck by lightning in the same place twice than getting a stroke from a chiropractic adjustment. And there's all kinds of things out there about, you know, stroke and chiropractic and... If that was true, we really wouldn't be seeing as many people, and our malpractice insurance wouldn't be, you know, so low, and I mean ridiculously negligible compared to, say, the medical doctor or the OBGYN. So they did a study. I'm going to say the last couple of years have just flown by so fast. I don't even know how many years it was, but maybe let's go with 2 to 5 years ago. They did a study, and they said, what are the chances of having a stroke from a chiropractic adjustment? What are the stroke? What are the chances of actually you having a stroke? And they said the conclusion was, and I don't know the name of the study, and I don't know the actual conclusion, but I'm going to summarize in my own opinion.
Please.
That the opinion came out that if you were going to have a stroke, it didn't matter if you went to the medical doctor, the chiropractor, the physical therapist, the massage therapist, the hairdresser, because, you know, you put your head back in that little tub, or if you were backing up the car. If you were going to have a stroke that day, you're going to have a stroke that day. And it didn't matter. And I think that the subsequent research that was done on that study said, well, it turns out that the ones that we're seeing that are under chiropractic care actually have less chance of having a stroke. So can you pin strokes on chiropractors and chiropractic adjustments? No. You can't really do it. And you can blame it on bad arteries and other things. Mm-hmm. We saw that one model that was that had a stroke from a chiropractic adjustment, and she was on, I don't know, Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, Dr. Oprah. I know she's not a doctor, but she was on there, and the family said, we have nothing against chiropractors, but, you know, if you're stroking out, you should probably do some research. Well, she had stroke-like symptoms when she went there. She was in a bad position, and she had her head in a photo shoot, and they had her head leaning off to the one side, and she was putting pressure on her, and then she went to the chiropractor, and she had symptoms of stroke, and he was adjusting her, and it wasn't getting better, and then she finally stroked out. Well, it's a different situation, but that's usually what we see is they're already stroking out, and you have to recognize those signs and symptoms. And I'll say to patients when they come in with different symptoms, are you stroking out? Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm stroking out. I said, well, let's do some tests, make sure you're not stroking out. And this is a possibility that you could be having a stroke.
Is conservative care, that is chiropractic care, a theory? Is it a science, or is it a traditional treatment?
Oh, it is a art, science, and philosophy.
All of those things.
So it is a science. This is not just a fly by the seat of your pants kind of like let's just see what happens. This is science. This is an actual science and a healthcare system based on facts. This is not just, you know, a traditional, we like to do this because this is tradition. No, it's not.
Dr. Kersey, what will you do if little progress is seen by you and the patient?
Oh, we'll figure out something different.
Okay.
And that's what we do. We have a system of in place that when you come in with a problem, we look at this thing called a history. Why do I have to fill out all this paperwork, Dave? Why? It's so long. I got to ask you all these questions. Because the questions actually mean something. Well, I see that you're getting 2 hours of sleep at night. You're having 16 glasses of coffee, and you're using street drugs, and you have a history of illnesses throughout your family. I think that matters, right? So we look at all your history, and then we do an examination, and then we figure out what's going on, and then we maybe take a radiograph. Maybe we'll take an x-ray. We'll figure out what's going on. We'll set up a plan, and we'll see what's going on. And then we'll do a system of care, and if it's not working, we'll reevaluate and figure out what we need to do and change our plan. If it is working, maybe we'll do less care. Maybe we'll do more care if it's not working. Maybe we'll figure some things out. But we always try to do what's best for the patient, and when we do that, it usually works out.
Dr. Kersey, is the answer to the question, how many chiropractic sessions do you need, is it answered by the chiropractor or is it answered by the patient?
The chiropractor will give the optimum recommendation based on knowledge and skill and experience and patient need and patient desire as well. That's a big thing. Well, I don't want to do 3 times a week for 4 weeks. I only want to do once a week. Great. You can do once a week because that'll benefit you, mm-hmm. but it'll probably take longer. And you come in, like last night, the young lady, she said, I'm a 10 out of 10. I said, well, you kind of walked in here. She goes, well, not really. My kids carried me in here. I said, maybe you're more like a 9 out of 10. So we had to kind of look at that. And because 10 out of 10 is you can't do anything. And and that's a lot of bees. So when she was leaving and she was able to walk up and down the hallway, I made her walk up and down the hallway without touching the wall, without using her children as stabilizer. They were 16. They weren't like 5-year-olds that, you know, were helping the mother. And she said, well, when do I need to come back? And I said, what do you think? What is your opinion of when you need to come back? Well, I don't know. You're the doctor. I said, well, you're a 10 out of 10. Do you think I could say I'll see you next week? I'll probably see you tomorrow so we can help you get through the week so we can get better and better and better. So it is that plan. I don't know where even the question was, but we set up a plan due to our optimum recommendation. If you're a 12-year-old that hurt himself or herself and you got a couple of adjustments, you're symptom free, you're doing better. Maybe I'll see you in 2 to 4 weeks. Maybe I'll see you in 6 weeks. Who knows? But it all depends on the patient, and we'll give you the optimum recommendation based on your condition. And it's up to you to do what you were suggested to do. And I'm not going to say, well, I told you 2 times a week for 6 weeks because you had this condition. We know it takes 6 weeks to change a muscle and to heal a muscle, and 3 to 6 months to heal a ligament. And you did once a month for the last 3 months and you're complaining that you're no better. Well, I gave you the suggestion. You didn't listen. That's not my fault. So, I mean, I'm always gonna do what's best for you. I'm not gonna chase you. I'm not gonna call you. I'm not gonna say, Dave, you know, you missed last week's appointment, and
yes,
and if you did, you did. And if you don't want my help, that's all right, fine. I mean, I'll help the next guy.
Are you okay from a business standpoint with reducing a patient's care to an as-needed follow-up plan?
Oh my God, yeah. There's always somebody else that's gonna be. If we didn't have new patients come in all the time, and other people progress to a more of a wellness or maintenance status, what they call it, PRN. I don't know what that means, really, but with as-needed basis, right? They come in as they – we have a lot of patients who will say, hey, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Well, I'll just call, and maybe we'll see them in a couple months. And then they come back with more problems. Well, I'm not doing well. Well, you were an 8 out of 10 the last time I saw you. That was 6 months ago, and you're telling me you still have problems. So it's all based on what you want to do, and I'm there for you, and it would be nice if you actually followed your plan,
right,
and did what we – from experience, I've been almost, 28 years in February as a chiropractor. I think I've seen what's going on enough, and we know what's going on. Dr. Foley's been over 20 years, and he knows what's going on. And if you don't do what he's telling you, well then, yeah.
Will a good chiropractor do everything in their power to help their patients feel better as fast as possible?
I'm going to give you everything I got every single time. I don't care if I have to hurt myself. I don't care if I have to do what I have to do. I'm giving you my 100% effort every single time I see you. And I think that's what we all need to do. And I think most chiropractors do. I think if we're not doing that, we shouldn't be in practice. And we got to figure out something else to do.
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. We're going to be right back with Dr. Kersey after these messages. You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. I'm Dave Stroh. Dr. Kersey, do you give advice on how to avoid future problems that could impact a patient's spinal health?
Get your head up, Dave.
Okay.
Get your head up.
All right.
I yell at more people for text.
Yes, you do. You're known for that.
I'm known for that. Get your head up. I yell at little children. I love yelling at little children. Get your head up. Is it the child's fault at that point?
No.
No, it's the parents' fault. And they're not yelling at their child to keep their head up or taking the phone away. I told this little girl yesterday with the patient that came in with had the low back pain that had the neck pain after the car accident through the roundabout yesterday that we were talking about 15 minutes ago. And the little niece was sitting there with her head down. I said, give me the phone. She said, why? I said, because you have your head down. And I told you to keep your head up. I said, get one more chance. She picked her head up. I said, give me the phone. And it wasn't her. It was my auntie's phone. Well, give me the phone. I don't care. So I think that that's prevention. I think that when we're sitting at the desk and we have a little friend from Guatemala? From Guatemala. And I'm trying to get it through to him that he needs to keep his shoulders back and his head up because he's just so slumped over. That will lead to further problems. When we talk about text neck, we think about your head and your neck. Well, I hold all my stress in my shoulders. No, you hold your head too far forward, which is, and the muscles are trying to tighten up to protect you, and then you're putting pressure on the nerves. But every time your head goes an inch forward, it puts 10 more pounds of pressure on the low back. So we're not only hurting our neck and upper back now, we're hurting our low back, which we used to, when people used to just lean forward, we used to say, hey, man, you got to stand up a little straighter. But now it's leaning forward and your head being down on the phone, and that leads to then we're doing double damage. So we try to prevent that. Just postural issues in general. Yes, we try to say, hey, are you exercising? Well, I like, what are you going to tell me? I walked a couple miles today. Are you hitting the weights yet? And what do I say every time? Are you hitting the weights yet?
Yeah, you say that all the time.
Are you hitting the weights yet?
Yeah.
You got to hit the weights. And let's get some other weights going on. Hey, how's your diet?
Well, good.
Yeah, my diet's good. Okay, tell me about your diet. Well, I got four peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and then some potatoes, and all right, where's the protein? And so we talk about those things. We try to prevent that.
Yes, we do.
How are you sleeping? Pretty good. Yeah, my mattress might be a little soft. How old is it? 50 years old. Well, it's maybe time to get a little mattress. So we talk about different things all day long to prevent illness because that's what we want. We want to help the person in front of us. It's not about us. It's about you. And that's what we're here for. And we're here to remove nerve interference, but we're also here to give you any recommendations that we can possibly give through experience, through our science. We have tons of education. We just got done a wonderful conference up here. We had a four-day conference with the Alaska Chiropractic Society. We had some of the best speakers in the country. Mm-hmm. And it was just a wonderful thing. But we're always learning. We're always growing. And if we can offer a suggestion, it's up to you to take it.
And here I thought you were just becoming the cranky chiropractor at the end of the drop table.
I am cranky, all right? I'm mad lately.
Does the public need to have a better understanding of their own ergonomics, posture, and orthotics?
Yeah, they really do. And I think we just ignore a lot of things. And I don't think we need to do that.
How concerned do you become when it comes to a patient's financials and their out-of-pockets?
As far as that, I try not to base my care on that. Right? So when I'm working, I don't have any kind of fee or anything on my electronic health care records. I don't like to associate that with it. That's my staff's job to help them out and to figure out what they can do for them. But we're always going to make it as easy as possible on you, and we don't. If I suggest care, you're gonna do what you're gonna need. I mean, I'm not gonna sit there. You know what's real big in the States? Maybe they're doing that here too. Now they're doing packages. Well, you know, this is how long it's gonna take you. This is what I suggest. This is how many thousands of dollars is. We'll give you a discount. That's great. That's wonderful. But what if the patient doesn't respond? What if they don't want that much care? I don't do that, but, you know.
How can our listeners find a chiropractor near them in South Central, someone that they can come to trust for their well-being?
Well, we call the Alaska Chiropractic Society, and we'll find you a chiropractor in Alaska. And then if you need a chiropractor in the States, we had one guy, wonderful dude. He listens to the radio show up on the slope, and I saw him in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And he lives in Arizona. He's never lived in Alaska, but he works on the slope, and he gets adjusted there. We have chiropractors. Somebody said yesterday, going to Kona, and she was still concerned going to Kona with some problems. And I said, well, Dr. Mikael is back there. Mikael or whatever his name is. And I said, let me call my friend Mark, and he's from Jersey, but he sees a chiropractor there. So we'll find you a chiropractor anywhere. You just got to call somebody and figure it out. We'll get her done for you.
As we get ready to wrap up this program, what do you take as far as insurance these days?
Everything.
Okay.
Everything. We're not in network with everyone. We're in network with Blue Cross and Aetna, but we're not in network with everyone because some of it's just not fair to the chiropractor and not fair to the patient. So insurance is tough, but workers' comp, personal injury, Medicare, Medicaid, Denali Kid Care, you name it. That green stuff, some people pay with that green stuff.
Oh, I remember that.
Some of the plastic stuff.
Had some once.
Yeah, so yeah, I remember that. Remember that?
How about the hours to Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage?
Someone's here every day at the office 9 to 6 to answer your phone calls or help you out or answer any questions. And then we see patients Monday, Wednesday, Friday all day, and then Tuesday and Thursday afternoon. And when I say all day, we do have a lunch.
Dr. Kersey, I want to thank you for sharing this hour with us. It went by really fast today.
It did today.
If you would like to live a life of better health, you can call Kersey Chiropractic at what number, Dr. Kersey?
5-6-9-9-3-5-5.
Dr. Kersey will join us again next Tuesday at 8 a.m. for another Conversations Unlimited. I'm Dave Shiro. Have a good week.